Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Two characters.
That's right, we're characters.
It's like when that old guy called me a rascal.
You are a rascal.
Still not sure what happened there, but an old man randomly called me a rascal.
Well, we like to say at this point of our careers, if you're still taking us seriously, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God, do not make any life decisions based on the scientific research of this program.
So I mentioned yesterday, I was like, I was asking you guys, I'm like, hey, you think Dan Lanning's going to make some headlines tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I thought he would, because inevitably when Ryan Day or Dan Lanning or big name like that speaks, it's not that they're being controversial, it's just that something they say will be turned into a headline.
Someone will grab something.
Lanning did. It did happen. I sat down today to begin my award-winning show prep. I've won many awards, many, many awards.
Many awards. People have never seen awards
this. Yeah, I don't think they have. As a matter of fact, you know that term award? I believe I came up with that.
I've never heard it before.
That's my word.
Until you.
And I saw it, the first thing I saw on ESPN.com, Oregon coach Dan Lanning advocating for college football playoff to adopt an NFL-style schedule.
Yeah.
So he told ESPN on Wednesday, he said, you'd love the rust to be knocked off when you step on the field for college football playoff games. Oregon won the Big Ten and was the only FBS team to finish the regular season undefeated, but the Ducks waited 25 days before facing Ohio State in the college football playoff quarterfinal at the Rose Bowl.
And that's the way, I mean...
And they fell behind 34-0.
Yeah. Hey, they played much better in the second half. But we all know this. I mean, this has always been the rub is... Remember the olden days when you just had, like, whether it was the BCS or you just had the one bowl game to decide it all? It was dumb. You took a month off and then you went out and played, and like that was your national title game. So, I mean, this has long been a rub of college football, that the regular season and the postseason, that gap, just there's nothing like it. It's one thing to get a bye week. It's another thing to get a month off.
So he'll probably get some heat for saying that. Ohio State message board be like, make an excuse. Bleh.
But there's not a, if any coach had been in that same scenario, they would have said the same thing. And he also talked about tampering. I saw that pissed some people off because he said there needs to be a crackdown on tampering. He said, yes, there has to be consequences to those actions. If not, there will be actions like that. And of course, then.
Well, did you see that exchange?
No.
I have that coming up in one of our reports.
Oh, okay. So can we play it now in case somebody.
Yeah, hold on one. Give me.
So the guy asked him about that. Yeah. He says, do you think there should be. I think he's fines or something.
Yeah, some sort of consequence.
For tampering.
Yeah.
And Lanning just goes, yes. And there's this awkward silence, and it's like, classic Lanning.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, would you follow up on that? And here's what it sounded like.
There's a school in this conference that's suing over player tampering. Do you think that that's something that needs to be cracked down even more on in college football?
Yeah.
elaborate at all? Or
no, I mean, just like play the game the way it's supposed to be played, right? But there has to be consequences to actions. And if there aren't consequences, then there's going to continue to be issues like that.
Well, and he's talking about the University of Wisconsin is suing the University of Miami because...
I think that's great.
Yeah. And yeah, that's...
Let's create a good old-fashioned rivalry. Big Ten ACC.
Well, we already have the Big Ten SEC pissing contest going on, so might as well throw the ACC into it. One of these days, someone's going to sit down and come up with some actual binding rules for college football, but one of the biggest problems we have is, and I think every coach would agree, whatever they decide and whatever this new format looks like, you've got to find a way to come up with something to where everyone stops suing each other. Well, I don't know if you saw this, but the collectives were basically told by the new clearinghouse that they don't exist. I know you don't follow this.
Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is really lame to talk about.
Yes.
For the sake of our listeners, but yeah. Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah. There's a new overseeing committee.
Yes.
that you have to run all NIL deals through, so collectives are no more.
And they told the collectives, we don't care what sort of details you put in. If it comes from a collective, we're not going to approve it. The Utah State Athletic Director put out one that was for like $2,000 for one of their athletes, and it was really well done where the guy had to make appearances, social media posts. Like, it was a legitimate deal for like a couple grand. And the clearinghouse was like, yeah, no, it comes from a collective. Go to hell. Well, the attorneys of the House settlement were like, yeah, we're not doing that. Threatened to sue. Lo and behold, yesterday, that new committee came out and were like, our bad. Sorry, collectives are fine. Collectives can stay. So for like a week, collectives were getting put out of business, the threat of a lawsuit, and then it's like, nope, collectives are fine, we're back.
Well,
so,
yeah, because you're just going to, all you're going to do is drive the boosters back to the old way.
Yeah. So
of just greasing palms.
And you keep losing in court. So it's just, it's, there is no, whether it's the, so the lawsuit with the Wisconsin kid is that Wisconsin kid outside of the transfer portal just left. He just said, I don't care about the transfer portal. I don't like what's going on at Wisconsin. We have a dispute over NIL. And so even though I'm not in the transfer portal, I'm just going to leave and go to Miami. And what? Miami was like, great, come here.
And Wisconsin's like, wait, how do you just make a decision to go to Miami if they can't be contacting you?
And the kid's like, I don't care. I'm in Miami now. Miami paid him. So Wisconsin's like, we're going to sue you. And Miami was like, there's no rules. F you. So and eventually, you know, whether it's collective bargaining or the president or Congress passing something, all of this stuff, we can all agree from Dan Lanning on down, there needs to be repercussions to tampering. There needs to be some sort of guidelines for NIL. There needs to be some sort of guidelines for eligibility, because I don't know if you've seen this. This is the new one. Everyone just keeps suing the NCAA saying, I should be able to play as long as I want. Who's to say that I only get 4 or 5 years
of eligibility? The Vandy kid did, because he's like, he'd already played 4 years. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but one of them was at junior college. Yeah, so.
I want more. So, like, they're just event until you come up with real legislation or a collectively bargained format, all of this stuff is going to be just this continual move the goalpost, blurry ass line. And as long as you're willing to kind of stick your middle finger up and tell the establishment, you know, do something about it, there's really nothing that can be done. Like every time a school breaks something or violates one of these quote rules, someone's like, well, who's going to enforce it? The new one that I saw today, like every day something new comes out. So I think it was New Jersey that passed a law today, basically stating that, I'll have to look it up, basically stating that you can't restrict any NIL that a kid wants to get. So even they're basically saying, we don't care what you do, whatever sort of rule you pass, we're going to have a law that states that you can't prohibit what our kids can make in the state. There's already states looking at subverting rules that aren't even really enforceable right now. That's how crazy this is.
Okay, so then he says, I'd be in favor of creating our playoff system to mirror every other playoff system in sports. The season's over, and the playoffs start shortly after. The long break is something I'm not crazy about. I wish we played every single Saturday in college football. I wish college football ended on January 1.
Yeah.
Asked how the layoff before the Rose Bowl affected him. He said, we lost. It is what it is. But we were a healthy team coming in. It's almost a month. That's a long time. And then, of course, he credited Ohio State. So he said, January is supposed to be your month that you're able to go on the road as a coach and recruit. Last year's national championship game was January 20. So when do you go on the road to recruit? So there's just some things where I don't think the season aligns with the calendar in a lot of ways, and I wish I would speed up.
Well, and the other one, too, is free agency begins while these guys are preparing for a national championship.
Exactly.
The transfer portal opens. We had a kid last year, the Penn State quarterback, who is now playing at transferred to an SEC school. I forget.
The backup?
The backup quarterback for Penn State that played a little bit when Aller was beat up.
Bo Perbula. Did he go to Ole Miss?
Missouri.
That's right.
Missouri. He had to leave while Penn State was pursuing a national championship because he was like, Drew Aller's going to come back and I need to find a landing spot. So you're having teams competing for a national championship that are losing players to free agency while the season's going on. It's insanity. Imagine if in the middle of the Major League Baseball playoffs, if free agency opened up and like the third starter for the Dodgers was like, you know, I really want to win this World Series, but it's insane. The getting's good right now. And the Yankees, who, by the way, aren't in the playoffs, they're willing to pay me a lot of money.
Playoffs.
So I'm going to leave and sign with them. That's what you have in college football.
Yeah. I mean, none of these comments are anything new. It's just he's reiterated. I mean, we talked to him about that very thing last year. And we were trying to hash it out, and he's like, dude, there's no easy way to do it.
No.
It's just really hard to get everything synced up. So he's still griping about it, and quite frankly, it gives me a tired head to continue to talk about it. Hopefully they figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay? That's really it. Just figure it the F out.
Yeah.
And start the games, please.
Yeah, I wanted to get this correct. So the New Jersey NIL law just got passed by the state legislature, and it prohibits the NCAA or the CSE, which is their new clearinghouse, from penalizing schools or athletes if an individual, i.e. booster, or related entity violates their NIL rules. There is a state law now in New Jersey that says you can't punish any school or athlete or booster for violating your laws. I mean, that's... if you want the biggest FU to the NCAA, it's this. Like, if you're Rutgers right now, are you just sitting there laughing and be like, yeah, go ahead. We're gonna break every rule you have. Good luck enforcing it. We have a law that says you can't do that.
It's wild out there. And that concludes our Big Ten Media Day coverage, at least from the Oregon perspective. We love our college football here, though, so we will be talking more about that as the summer progresses. Coming up next... there was a great moment in Cleveland today.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there ever? Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's now being hotly debated as well.
Does this involve the water?
Oh, this is, yeah, it involves Lake Erie.
Yeah.
This is being hotly debated.
Yes.
Oh, this is great. Hmm. We'll tell you about it.
I was just wondering if anything great's ever happened in Cleveland. I mean, it is Cleveland.
Well, didn't the lake catch on fire or the river?
Lake, there was a lake or the river. Yeah, it caught on fire.
I mean, that, you know.
Is that great?
Well, it's not great, but it's
notable.
Grand.
Notable.
Very notable.
Notable.
Very notable.
Noted notations, yes.
We will get to that next on 105.1 The Fan. Nice to have you along. We're now on 105.1 FM, so if you're still listening on The Fan, on the AM, you can get us crystal clear. Somebody said that you sound like Jack Black, and I sound like John Cusack.
Huh.
Since our frequency is different now.
I'll take that. I'll take,
I'm okay with the
John. I kind of have a Jack Black beard going on right now.
So, you want to hear us sound a little better, crystal clear?
There you go.
Flip on over to 105.1.
No one ever likes the way their voice sounds.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody else also said that 1080 is 7 seconds faster. So if you really want your up-to-date Isaac and Souk news, stay
on
1080.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a mistake?
I actually...
Is that a problem?
I think that will eventually get corrected. I was told yesterday that... believe it or not, on the FM, it takes a couple days to go from the frequency of like music to talk.
Right.
So if you're hearing any kind of cracking or like there's little skips, that is back in Philadelphia. That is them trying to, I guess, make the switch from music to talk.
Yeah, it takes time to calibrate it, I guess.
So I think that may be where the
How about that?
The delay is happening.
All right. Great moment in Cleveland today, I thought. The Browns the Browns tried to unveil their new helmet for their alpha dog look.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you would give me something like a logo, because, you know, they use the Browns need a refresh, and there's a lot of, like, you can go online and people, like, graphic artists do, like, kind of refreshes for teams. And some of the Cleveland ones using the dog are really, really good.
Yeah, the whole dog pound thing, you could really lean into that.
And so I thought that was going to, when they said there was a new helmet, I was like, cool, they're finally going to do something other than the orange helmet. No, they just made a brown one.
Yeah, so the alpha dog look is, they're going to be all brown.
Yeah.
Brown helmet, brown jersey, brown pants, and there's three games. I think they play the Packers, the Dolphins, and the Titans in the Alpha Dogs. Okay, so anyway, they had this 20-foot barge out on the waters of Lake Erie, and they had a giant inflatable helmet to reveal what the helmet was going to look like, but it was covered by a big orange Browns tarp.
So
they had it floating out there to build some buzz, some word of mouth, and then it comes time to reveal the helmet, and they start to peel off the tarp, which, by the way, has a Dude Wipes logo on it.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Dude Wipes.
Well, you know, hey, everyone needs money.
I have a Dude Wipes question momentarily. But that's going to have to wait. It's going to take a backseat.
Yeah. You know what? I've seen this video like four times. I did not notice the dude's wipe. And now that I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes, yeah.
Wipes for dudes.
Yeah. Wipes for your, you know, your ghiblies.
Anyway, there's a Dude Wipes mascot, and then there's the Browns mascot.
Yeah.
And they start going crazy because, they revealed the helmet, and they do what mascots do. Well, the dude filming them is in a Browns jersey. I assume this is for the gram.
Yeah.
He isn't paying attention to where he's stepping, and he falls off of the barge into the water and was rescued by a jet ski. Now,
do you really need to be rescued?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. But I think the jet ski is a dead give that this was set up. Because there is another view. So the original sort of video that leaked was a little far away, and it did look like the guy just wasn't paying attention and fell into the water.
Sure.
There is a new view that's much closer. Clearly, there was another boat sitting very close to the barge, and they were filming. And boy, it sure looks like that dude's doing a bit.
You think?
Yes.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm watching the close-up here, right? That's pretty good, because he is doing a nice sidestep. If that is a bit, that is a well-rehearsed bit, because that is definitely an oopsie. I don't know. I give him credit.
I think the way his little legs flail give it away.
His legs flail?
I think he kind of throws him out there, and it's like...
All right, well, here's the thing. If you watch, he's doing like a grapevine step, right? He's moving to the right to get a better angle. And he clearly goes to put that leg down, and it misses everything.
But I think that's what Buck is saying is the give. The give is that he steps too far to show you, like he was kind of shuffling, and then all of a sudden
he
puts the
one
leg way out.
Flying around.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The problem is that we've become so cynical to everything.
Right. That's right.
I don't know. Look, I can't be certain, because either this is the most Cleveland Browns thing ever that your guy was a dumbass and fell in the water, or Cleveland's doing this to try to create buzz for their dumb brown helmet, and they're thinking that this would do it. And if so, I mean,
well,
I guess we're talking about
it. It absolutely worked. Because this video has gone viral, and a lot of people are talking about this today. And
I think it's legit. I like it.
I don't think it's legit. I think it's set up, but I also think
we'll find out.
It absolutely worked.
We'll find out.
Because there's just a jet ski just happens to be, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
well, here's my thing, though.
And then also the reaction of the mascot really kind of seems like...
Well, it's pretty funny.
Look, he knew what was coming.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if some dude fell in the water, I'd laugh my ass off, too. If this is the Cleveland Browns doing bits, I think it says something that you think that the only way to get attention is to make your franchise look like a bunch of buffoons. Because the prevailing thing is... this is the most Cleveland Browns thing ever. Or if you want the Browns franchise summed up in 3 seconds, here it is. So if your goal was to embarrass your franchise and make yourselves look like a bunch of clowns that can't do a simple helmet reveal, well done. I can't imagine that is the sort of PR attention that you want if you're the Cleveland Browns. Because no one's talking about the helmet. You're just talking about your guy looks like an ass clown.
That's the other thing here is the helmet, all it is just... inverse colors of their normal helmet.
Yeah,
so it's terrible.
It's a brown helmet. It's just brown.
I was, because I like the The alternate uniforms, which are usually just throwbacks, I'm a big fan of. Like the Patriots one, they're using that for three games. The Buccaneers are doing it. The Seahawks are doing it. The Chargers. Like, alternate uniforms are, I think, are pretty cool. I'm a uniform guy. And so when Cleveland said there's a new helmet, we're like, cool. Like, finally, we're getting something besides your boring-ass orange helmet. Because occasionally they'll wear a white one, too. So you just went with the only other color you have. You have a brown helmet, you have an orange helmet. Or excuse me, a white helmet and an orange helmet, and your only other color is brown. So you're like, cool, let's do a plain brown helmet. Come on, Cleveland.
In other news, and this doesn't need to take long, but I had a thought about dude wipes today.
Yeah.
Because I had never heard of dude wipes.
No, you've never heard of those?
No, not until I saw the logo on the Browns.
Yeah, it deals with the crotch problems.
Yeah, well.
They were in the news recently because they were a sponsor for that, the Tight End Academy, and Taylor Swift was with Travis Kelce at the red carpet in front of a big old dude wipes ad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I went and read about them today because I'm initially going, well, why do you have to tee up the idea of wipes? You know what I'm saying? Like, why, like testosterone up? Like, what? As if regular wipes aren't good enough for dudes?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, there's a lot of wipes out there that are flush. Like, that's exactly what they're made for. Yeah. So just the notion that dudes can't use wipes unless we make them more manly.
It's a baby wipe. It's for babies.
Is such an indictment on men in general.
They
got to be by bros for bros or I won't use them, bro.
Well, the dude is in the title.
I mean, it's kind of childish.
A little bit.
But anyway, the two guys that made dude wipes, it says right on the package, apparently, they're two bros in Chicago, and they made them after some nasty burrito lunches.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It says it right on the back. So now they're like, yeah, you eat those big burritos and have five beers at lunch, yeah. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. Whoa.
Yeah. They're
Diesel wipe. I mean, any wipe will work. What is so special about these wipes? It's just the marketing of it.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, because instead of like, you know, the
dude.
We use the, before my bidet, I was a Cottonelle flush wipe guy.
Yeah, those are nice.
Well, they were at Costco.
Aren't those the same?
It's the exact same.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same.
But if it says dude wipes, you're going to use, it's like, that's for
Alpha Bro branding.
Yeah, bro. I'm not using those Cottonelle weenie wipes.
In case you're leaking any tea out the back end, you wipe it up.
Yeah, bro.
And I will say that I'm on their website, and their reviews are from Chad22 Frat Guy and John54 the Long Haul Trucker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Talk about trying too hard.
Hey, man,
I give you dude wipes.
I guess it's working. I mean, I mean they're obviously blowing up.
I
would assume
this is an indictment on men.
Yeah, we got it. Well, men love the idea of being manly. Anything that you can do to make insecure men feel better about themselves will make you a gajillion dollars.
Yeah. So like
tap out clothing.
So I need,
you know,
I need wipes from Patoot.
Yeah.
It makes it, like, seriously, you're saying that a man who needs wipes for his patoot,
yeah,
even though that's done in the privacy of his own bathroom, like,
sure,
nobody knows if you need, you know. Like,
yeah, but you know.
Well, you do, yeah.
You know.
But
you know,
when you're shopping for those, that makes you feel better to pull the dude wipes off of the shelf as opposed to the Cottonelles.
I guess.
Dude.
It's like less embarrassing than you buying the baby wipes.
I think
deal is in, man. Dude wipes have 33.3 more tea than regular wipes.
It's 33.6, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that tea goes straight into your hole, man. And then you're just like, manly.
So incredibly dumb.
Yeah, someone said, how do you think Liquid Death got so popular?
Yeah,
great,
exactly.
One, too. We're just playing with men with holes.
Yeah. Liquid Death is water, right?
It's water. Just water. But it comes in a can, and there's a skull on it. And skulls are, you know how we make fun of, like, horse girl or unicorn girl? You know, they always want a unicorn or a butterfly on it. Skulls are just unicorns for guys.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's the same thing. You put a skull on something, there'll be a whole group of men that are like,
and now it's
yeah,
like the top-selling beverage in the world,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
We should come up with a list, the top 10 list of items that it really doesn't, like, that's just marketing.
Yeah.
Well, Suk has talked about this a lot, but right now, if you just slap an American flag on something, yeah, you're getting half the people interested.
Absolutely. You ever seen, like, go to a country show sometime, like, every shirt has a gun and a flag on it. What is it, like, grunt style? And by the way, most of those people aren't soldiers. They weren't in the military, but God, they love the grunt style t-shirts. And it's, put 1776, a rifle and a flag on anything, and you will make $1 million. 100%. Or what is the new one? Patriot. Four Patriots?
Trump wipes.
Yeah, Trump wipes.
Does he have his own wipes?
Guarantee he does.
Well, I just mean
I see commercials for like generators and like food storage, and you just throw Patriot on it. You're like, you need a generator? How about this Patriot generator? You're like, Patriot? Oh my God.
But here's what I mean. Like, this guy says, try them before bashing them. No, they're wipes. I've tried wipes. Yeah. This is the whole point. Yeah. Just like Liquid Death is water, I've had water.
Yeah.
There is nothing special about Liquid Death water.
This one is...
It just has cool calligraphy.
This is dude on it, though.
And it makes guys feel less insecure. I mean, Jesus, man.
Hey, that guy's... You've pissing off dude wipe guy right now. Probably loves him.
Yeah, this guy's like, yeah, man, I couldn't agree more, but hey, one of my coworkers swears by him, and they come in singles. He keeps them in his wallet, bro. Oh,
what percentage of people that buy dude wipes do you think have never bought a different flushable wipe? Like this is
95%.
I would think so too.
95%.
And by the way, as a plumber will tell you, don't flush wipes. It's not. It will screw up your system.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no.
They say
they're flushable. They are not.
Yeah, they can be a real problem.
I would not. That was like I had a plumber friend of mine because back in the day I used to buy the Cottonelle ones, and he was like, dude, do not, under any circumstances, flush those wipes. He goes, that is not what you want to be doing. But I'm sure dude wipes are fine. But I think your point is, they're all fine. But if you're buying it because it says dude on it, and it's got a clever ad, well, good for dude wipes.
All right, we got to get to In the News coming up next. The Ritz-Carlton's going back to its lenders. You want to buy it?
I'm a little short, a couple $100 million.
Let's pool our money.
I do have a buddy of mine that's been sitting on, because the none of the condos have sold.
Yeah.
Like none. And he's sitting on it just like waiting for the prices to tank.
Somebody's going to make money on that thing, but it ain't going to be the first guy. So we'll tell you about that coming up next on In the News. But first, here's Buck with SportsCenter on 105.1 The Fan.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
By the way, every time I hear the new voice guy, I'm kind of intimidated, like something like really important is about to happen. Like, it's like I'm in some sort of action movie. Like, we're about to go John Wick. Also, dude wipe guy, a lot of dude wipe defenders out there saying that they are legit.
Okay.
I think that just means they haven't tried flushable wipes before.
Exactly. All wipes are legit. I've used wipes.
Check this right here. As a consistent dude wipe user, they are totally different from the Cottonelle and Kroger band. The Cottonelle sting if I use them too much, and they are small. Dude wipes are big and durable, so I can use it for a few wipes.
It says, wait, but that contradicts what the other guy said, that they're small and he puts them in his wallet.
No, they make single size, individually packaged ones. Those are the wallet
ones. Well, somebody else said, he uses wipes all the time. He's like, there's no difference. He says he buys women's wipes or baby wipes or something.
Dude wipes
and he says there's no difference.
This guy's saying, try the mint chill. We've caused a hornet's nest now with dude
wipes. They have flavors?
Dude,
I'm telling you, it's a wipe.
I'm buying you dude wipes.
Flavored dude wipes.
Flavored? Oh.
God.
Hey, now.
What?
It's July 23, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you.
Wow.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
And dude wipes, apparently. Going to be a new big sponsor of us.
They do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, they do.
I love cows.
Well, who doesn't?
Today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
It's really the gold standard of all ice creams. I mean, you may feel like other things.
Are you serious?
Well, think about it.
Vanilla?
It's the most versatile dessert treat of all time. I mean, yeah,
that's true, but that doesn't mean it's, what'd you say, the gold standard?
It's the gold standard. I mean, there's a million different ice creams there, but there's a reason why no matter where you go, soft serve, it's vanilla. Any sort of dessert, what are you putting on top of it? Vanilla. It's just... Vanilla ice cream makes the ice cream world go round. And by the way, the basis of all great ice creams is vanilla.
It's fine, but it's nuts. I mean, versatility, yes. Everything else building off of it, yes. But vanilla by itself, meh.
Yeah, it's very plain and mid.
You're putting a piece of apple pie, a cherry cobbler, you know what you're putting on top of it?
Well, yeah.
Because it's an add-on. Exactly. But if you're just having plain ice cream, exactly. Vanilla is like 20th down the list of what
Thank
I want.
Thank you, Buckley.
It's the Magic Johnson of ice cream, dude. It's dishing out assists left and right. It can carry a team on its own.
Vanilla. Yeah, but you need the nuts or the swirls or the ribbons to make it any good.
No one can do it on its own. But you know what? Those swirls and whatever, what is the base? What are you eating?
No, they need the vanilla.
You're eating vanilla ice cream.
If you look, let's put it this way. If you go to an ice cream shop,
yeah.
And you order, and they have all these wonderful flavors,
yeah.
And you order vanilla ice cream,
yeah.
You're a communist.
I'm
calling ice.
I would agree with that, but what you're doing by ordering all those flavors is you're getting vanilla ice cream with add-ons. It's the basis. That's why
everybody understands that. What we're talking about is the idea of just vanilla ice cream. It's plain and it's meh. It is also Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Right.
Yeah, I know you love your...
What's up, grannies? You're like a Julie Andrews fan, for God's sake.
Rejected a granny.
Rejected a granny today.
Wow. It's uncomfortable.
It really is.
Grand Slams, baseball?
I am a Julie Andrews fan.
Yeah.
Dame.
It's called sports.
Julie Andrews. I love her. Classy.
I was going to Google sexiest grandmas, well, but I was afraid of what was going to come up.
No, I've got that for
Do
you.
Do it.
I'm going to tell you, there is a person who is known as the world's hottest grandma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is that gal that's like 50, like something.
Yeah, she's in her 50s. She's
she's
53.
Yeah.
And she's a lingerie model by the name of Gina Stewart.
She doesn't look 53 at all. And yeah, she's, that's...
And apparently she makes music, too.
Well, whatever.
And she's...
I'm sure she's great.
She's got basketballs on her chest.
Uh-huh.
I will say, there's got to be hotter grandmas out there. I don't know how she got this moniker.
She's really hot, though.
Oh, she certainly is.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I'm sure there are people that give her a run for her money.
Yeah.
But somehow she's claimed this.
Well, because she looks...
She looks like a Barbie.
Yeah, she looks like a Barbie.
With huge bolt-ons.
Exactly.
But, you know, come on. Like, I'm going to show you a picture here. Like
the 22 hottest grandparents in Hollywood.
Dude, I'm sorry. If you're a grandma, if Nana is coming over and looking like that.
Well, no, I get that. What I'm saying is there's got to be hotter out there. She's only 53. There's a lot of hot 50-year-olds.
Sure. But are they grandmothers?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, but Goldie.
She's older, isn't she?
That hasn't aged well either. That's,
you know, she's aged okay.
You know who the first person I Googled? To find out if they were a grandmother.
Yeah.
So that I could prove that this is not the hottest grandmother on earth. You know who the first person I Googled was?
What do you got?
Selma Hayek.
Is she a grandmother yet?
She is not.
Oh, because she would be.
Well, exactly.
You're getting into like the Halle Berry, Selma Hayek.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
They're going to start having grandbabies. And
Sophia
then
Vergara.
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But as of right now, I don't have a problem with this. Whatever. This Barbie thing, she's hot.
Susan Sarandon's a grandma.
Yeah, this other gal's like 1,000 times hotter. Come on. Martha Stewart's a grandmother. Whoopi Goldberg's a grandmother. Rosie O'Donnell's grandmother. Gail King.
Boy, I haven't seen Rosie O'Donnell for
Rita Wilson. Kris Jenner.
Hey, I tell you what, Kris Jenner, I saw her recently, unfortunately. She's like Benjamin Button.
Oh,
she's going the other way. Like, she looks pretty good, dude.
Really?
Yeah, she's trying real hard.
She's got the money. She's got like $1 billion. Hey, Lauryn Hill's a grandmother. There you go.
Hey, that's not bad.
I like Lauryn Hill.
Well, the Ritz-Carlton, downtown Portland.
It's not going well.
It is not.
No.
It officially has gone back to its lenders. Yeah. If you want to see the bad side of ego, I will give you Walt Bowen. And Walt is the developer who built the Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he made a mint pre-COVID because everyone was traveling here. Hotels were full. Tech companies were moving up from the Bay. And he built some towers. I think one in the Pearl set a record for square footage sale. Like, he made a mint, dude.
Yeah.
But he doubled down.
Yeah.
And because he is a super rich guy, when he travels, he likes to stay at places like the Ritz. Well, I mean, before the Ritz, what was the nice, like truly the highest end hotel in Portland?
I don't know. I mean, people stay, like, when the teams would come, they would stay at the Nines.
I think it's the Nines.
Yeah, Nines. Or
but the Nines is not, I've stayed at the Nines.
Nines, what's the one that
it's was, wonderful.
The Benson was another one right. that people liked.
But those, I do not believe those are five-star hotels.
Probably not.
I don't know that to be true, but I don't think so. Okay. So the Ritz, you know, I mean, that's a high-level.
Yes.
Ritzy, you know.
Yes.
So it's right in the name.
Yes.
High-level place. But I've never understood why they thought that was a good fit for Portland, a Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
But apparently, him being a rich guy, he thought it was a hole in the marketplace. He had all this money because he cashed in, and he was like, dude, I'm building the Ritz-Carlton in Portland.
Well, I think the idea is the Ritz doesn't fail wherever it goes. Some things just work. And then you're like, ah.
Well,
and to be fair to this bro.
Well, he got, yeah, he got royally screwed.
He got COVID.
Well, he, not only COVID, but the riots
yes.
and the homeless issue.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It's been really bad. But at the same time, dude, he was in his 70s.
Yeah.
Go sit on a pile of money, bro.
It was the worst timing possible.
Yeah,
for that
and not only
down.
That, apparently he has sold everything to try to make this work.
Yeah.
He sold his estate.
Yep.
He sold a couple of other buildings, and he's given all kinds of stuff back to the banks. Dude, I mean, I'm sure he's not broke.
Sinking
but at
ship.
The same time, brother.
That's not good.
Know when to bail.
Nope. No, no. My buddy, like I said, my buddy has been watching these, and I believe there's 136 units
yeah.
of condos.
Of condos, yeah.
Of condos.
There's so there's five floors of retail.
Yes.
Or, I mean, office space.
They have a nice bar.
There's the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and then there's I think there's 138.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Condos.
Yeah. And like I said, I had a buddy of mine who's been watching this like a hawk. And I haven't checked with them in a while, but I want to say maybe 6 to 8 months ago, do you know how many of those condos had actually sold?
I've heard it's very few, but...
It's like 11.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really bad. And by the way, like three of those, one dude like bought and made them into one.
Yeah.
Like one guy, like it's just, they are not selling.
They're not trying selling. Really hard. I have a friend who lives downtown in yeah. a very nice... Very nice place.
Yeah.
He's the one that ran into Scoot in the
yeah.
elevator.
Yeah, going to that lake.
They were in the same building, and he said they are really trying to pilfer people from that building. Yeah.
I'm going to that
he
lake.
He went over and just yeah. to see it. You know, yeah. he's like, let's yeah. check it out. And he had a guy running through there. He was like, dude, it is not. What they're charging for that,
yes.
It's not that great.
No, because
they didn't
can...
do it. He said it's very cold. Yeah. It's very, they have like these beams in weird places. And he said, it's just not.
And you're
worth the money.
And you're spending a lot of money to say you live at the Ritz.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. And he was like, yeah. Nah.
There's some other condos out there that with just the same views and a lot of the same amenities that are
yeah.
not. The
you're same right, price. Though. That does have a great bar. Now, they have two bars, one downstairs and one way upstairs.
Yeah.
The downstairs one, I went in to meet someone there around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you,
yeah.
I had a delightful yeah. cocktail in that bar.
Yes.
Now, it was $22,
yeah.
but it was a damn good cocktail.
So I've been to the one up top a couple times, and same thing. It's expensive. It's the Ritz, but it's a nice...
It's nice, but it's not...
a nice bar.
There's no character to it. It's like, yeah. it's just kind of...
Well, the problem is that you can...
It's kind of hotel-y.
There's several other rooftop bars that are up there that are nice in other parts of the city, and it's just... It doesn't stand out.
I would much rather go to the Nines. The Nines has... It just has character and flair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Nines, well, it's got the... I don't know. The Nines just has
well,
kind of a...
I can see Portland wanting something that's got a little more character.
Well, sure.
Because the Ritz is about, like, traditional class.
Yes.
You know?
And we're weird. We're boutique-y.
Yeah.
We're not a Ritz type of city. So I don't know why he thought that was a great deal, but he put everything into it. Dude, he borrowed like $600 million.
Giving it
so
back.
He's now defaulted.
Yeah.
And they said that it's going to continue to operate status quo. But, you know, they always say in deals like this, the third guy ends up making a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, they gave it back. It was like 400 and something million that they owe on it that he gave it back to the lenders.
Like I said, he borrowed over $600 million.
Yes, but
I don't know how much he's paid, but
I think he's defaulted
on a lot.
I think the default on it that went back to the lenders I thought I read was somewhere in the 400, mid-400s.
So somebody's going to get it for pennies on the dollar eventually and probably make money off of it,
yeah.
but it ain't going to be freaking
no
developer guy. What's his name again? I just told you.
You just told me. But they put in... They did
Walt Bowen.
Walt Bowen. And they recently put in a bunch of food carts, food pods at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a little... And that's nice.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool...
It's a nice little
pretty
thing.
Cool,
I mean, they're trying. They're trying. It's just... yeah, it just wasn't... It didn't work. Bad timing, maybe a bad fit for the city. Well, was it Big Pink? You were gone, but we talked about it. Big Pink, the U.S. Bank Core Tower, did you see what that sold for?
No.
So I want to say it was like in 2015, 2013, the last time that sold. Mm-hmm. And it sold for like 300 and something million, like $375 million. The guy that owns, I think it's Swickard Auto, that owns all those auto dealerships, he bought it in cash.
For how much?
Like 2 weeks ago. Whenever you were gone, when you went down to San Diego. I believe he bought it for $43 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The largest building in our city that sold a decade ago, somewhere in the $400 million range, sold for $43 million.
See, somewhere, somebody's going to make money. Yeah. That guy, that seems like a pretty good buy. I don't know.
And he did say he's going to dump tens of millions into it to try to kind of bring it back. And he's like, hey, I want to invest in the
city. But eventually, don't you think the city will have, people will come back. You know, office space will get you. That guy's going to make a mint on that. He's just going to have to hold on to it for a while.
I would think.
Not going to be anytime soon.
But isn't that alarming when you're talking about, $45 million in cash.
That shows you the state of affairs downtown. Walt. All right. In the news continues next. Is it news if 12 people miss their flights at PDX? We'll get to that when we return here on 105.1 The Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Okay, well, we're running behind, so only time for one more story here. It's a public service announcement on In the News today, July 23,
PSA.
2025. Yeah, this is a PSA. I tease this by saying, is it news if 12 people miss their flights at PDX?
It doesn't really seem that way, but...
It shouldn't be. At the same time, how that happened would be mega frustrating, and this is the public service announcement portion.
Okay.
Apparently, because they're still working on PDX...
Sure. Phase 2.
From 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. weekdays, lately they have been having some bumper-to-bumper traffic because... The construction is getting in the way of cars getting up to PDX.
Sure.
Right there on Airport Way. So what is happening is people, at least this morning, a bunch of people missed their flight because it was gridlock traffic on Airport Way. So a lot of people were seen getting out of their car and running to the terminal with their bags.
Okay.
You know, to catch their flight.
Sure.
So apparently a dozen people missed their flight. But the public service portion of the announcement here is that...
Get it early.
Yes, if you have a flight, this was before, a lot of these people were trying to catch the first flight out. It's like, you know, the 7 a.m. flights or whatever. Yeah. If you have one of those, check with your airline about that, because if your flight leaves before 8 a.m. or you have to be at the airport before 8 a.m., right now there's some gridlock with regards to traffic, so you need to be aware of that.
I bet that's got to be frustrating when you're like, you can see the airport, but you're not moving. You can probably get out and walk faster than you sit there waiting to line up. I can see that'd be a bit frustrating, but 12 people,
Yeah,
you'll be all right.
Didn't affect that many, but
no.
There were a lot of cars out there. Apparently, a lot of the travelers said, look, it's okay. I mean, we get it, but could you at least alert us of the construction so that we can plan?
Well, now you are.
Well, I am.
Your noted newsman.
That's right.
You.
I'm doing my duty.
Yeah.
PDX did not.
They have one of those, like, tune into a certain channel to get, like traffic updates. Remember you see those sometimes?
Yeah, you do see those, and I've never once...
Turned
Let's get the hell out of here.
...to that.
Yeah, you used to be driving, it's like, hey, for updates, you're like, oh, I'll never do that.
Usually they're, like, in real desolate areas.
Sure, yeah. Or, it's mountain conditions or whatever. Can you just look at your GPS? Can you just look at your and be like, oh... I will say, I do that more and more. especially with work, because my commute is not bad. It's 20, 22 minutes. You hit a little traffic, that commute can turn into an hour real quick. So if I do have a meeting or something, I do like an, I usually do about an hour check. I always do the, hey, take a quick
just look-see. To make sure.
Just to make sure.
Because you never know.
And there are plenty of times you look down and you're like, ooh, it's not 22, it says 51. And you're like, dude, you got to go. You got to go now.
Well, according to Port of Portland, they said they have shifted their overnight construction work. It will now be between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's because of the slightly shorter night schedule.
Sure.
So the road work will be lasting through July 30th. Sure. So for the next week to, you know, what is today? For the next week or so.
Yeah, it takes 23rd. So you gotta work.
If you got to get out there before 6, plan on.
Yeah, you're going to run into something.
Some extra time.
And you know, what else are you going to do? You got to do the construction sometime. You know.
No, you do.
So.
I mean, you would think they could wrap it up.
Yeah, I know. But they're picking the best hours they can, you know.
I think you could wrap it up before 5. A lot of people have to skedaddle.
I mean, skedaddle.
You do have to skedaddle.
yeah, skedaddle off our roadways. We got to catch a flight.
No, I think you can
get it done by 5.
Maybe you should be in charge.
Maybe we should skedaddle out of this segment.
They know where to find me. I know. We're so late. Buckley's nervous. Look at him over there.
Oh, I'm not nervous.
He's really scared about
it. Oh, God. We are.
Us being a little late.
Yeah. Boy, I did not.
Oh, no.
Boy, I didn't know what Buckley was being a bitch about, but I apologize.
They're eating the pets.
Sorry.
I said we cruise right through.
No, I'm going to shut up now.
That's your In the News, July 23, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocates.com. Why the NCAA needs booze more than ever. Next on The Fan.
I think we're going to stop.